This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
College athletes might soon find branding classes especially useful. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Last week, the NCAA temporarily suspended its rules restricting college athletes from making money by selling the rights to their names, images, and likenesses. Now, the new policy will likely prove to be a big financial boon for student athletes and possibly for agents who can now represent both the professional and student athletes. Joining me now is Patrick Risch. He's director of the Sports Business Program at Washington University in St. Louis. Good morning.
Good morning.
So points of clarity for me anyway, can an athlete hire an agent to help with name, image, and likeness branding, basically? Because the big issue was that if you did that, you were then not an amateur athlete. Now, can they do this?
My understanding, yes. This is not a situation where we're asking agents to get involved with negotiating salaries for players with their universities. Rather,
right.
You can understand that an 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid, they need some guidance as they are, you know, confronting opportunities with car dealerships and shoe companies or whatever other businesses come their way to say, hey, we would like you to be a spokesperson for our brand. That being said, there is a whole discussion about whether or not the top agents that are currently out there representing professional athletes, are they going to want to get into this space right away? Because it really is the Wild West. And is it going to be worth a top level agent's time to invest in a college athlete's brand? So that remains to be seen. And it could open the door potentially and maybe unfortunately to some lesser known and maybe some unscrupulous agents that don't give these athletes good guidance. So that's one thing to watch out for.
Patrick Risch is director of the Sports Business Program at Washington University in St. Louis. Patrick, thanks again for doing this.
Thank you.
MasterCard estimates that overall retail sales from July to mid-September will climb more than 5% over last year and nearly 7% over 2019. Now, something that may be helping spur that sales growth, school is back on for the fall, which means so is back-to-school shopping. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
Back-to-school window displays are returning to Grasshopper, a children's store in Portland, Oregon.
Some cute school bus things, lots of colorful school supplies, notebooks, things like that.
That's manager Megan Rule. Notice she didn't mention backpacks.
We would have had to order backpacks for fall, you know, in like December or January. And we weren't sure at the time what the back to school season was going to be like.
There may be more dollars than usual chasing those backpacks, courtesy of the federal government. The newly expanded child tax credit will funnel hundreds of dollars into family bank accounts starting July 15th, and every month after that until the end of the year. Jen Redding is an analyst with Wedbush Securities.
The majority of Americans aren't really expecting it, so it should be a pleasant surprise. It just kind of really fuels back-to-school revenues.
The real stimulus, though, won't come from the feds. It'll come from parents dreaming of Zoom meetings uninterrupted by math class. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks.
As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Africa is wide open for music streaming. Swedish music behemoth Spotify has now spread its footprint to more than 40 African nations, adding many new markets earlier this year. Ish Mafundikwa looks at the implications of this expansion, especially for local streaming services.
Spotify's expansion offers Africa's predominantly young population another music streaming option. Gustav Ullenhammer, Spotify's vice president of markets and subscriber growth, explains why it has taken until this year to go big on the continent.
We did not just want to be another music service. We wanted to really provide a true combination of global and local music and content for Africa.
Many homegrown music streaming services have fallen by the wayside, but new ones like Zimbabwe's Gateway Stream Music are still wading in. It launched in December. Gateway's Taremerezwa Chipepera says its music selection is currently just Zimbabwean.
To date, with the 2,500 artists already on the platform, we have managed to list a lot of your yesteryear music as well as the new artists. So local was the first phase, and we are now moving into Africa and beyond.
Like Spotify, access to Gateway Stream is free. It is still deciding on a figure for the premium subscription. Spotify's Zimbabwe premium subscription is $2.99 per month. The Zimbabwean amapiano singer, known as Shasha, is based in South Africa. Her manager, Fungai Kush Zirawa, says Spotify's African expansion is good news for her artists.
There's a perspective of global distribution. Each artist that subscribes to Spotify has a better chance being heard in China, America, Europe, and so forth.
Competition from Spotify gives consumers more options, but local services may feel that competition even more once Spotify can offer more potential subscribers the option to pay using their local currency. In Harare, Zimbabwe, I'm Ish Mafundikwa for Marketplace.
Many U.S. theme parks, including Disney and Universal Studios, are open again. During the pandemic, operators made changes to follow public health rules like plastic barriers, reduced capacity, and social distancing. But they also included more touchless technology and mobile transactions. So now that parks are ramping back up, will that technology stick around? Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
University of Central Florida hospitality professor Carissa Baker has been to 16 theme parks since they've reopened. Hey, it's for research. And she saw lots of touch-free and mobile interactions for things like advanced ride signups.
You have to take out your cell phone and then you need to click really, really fast and hope that you can get a boarding group for that day.
Some theme parks started mobile service years ago, but the pandemic put it to the test, Baker says, though not all visitors are used to the new systems.
So it has been a little jarring to some people to realize, oh, I'm now interacting with my cell phone to do things that maybe in the past I interacted with a live person.
Face-to-face service isn't completely gone, says theme park consultant John Gerner, especially for smaller parks that didn't have the tech infrastructure earlier.
If they weren't already at some level of adoption, it would have been difficult for theme parks to make the investment.
Gerner says parks were seeing a record number of visitors just before the pandemic, but likely won't get back there until 2023. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.